السلام عليكم الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، من دير سيد البرذر أند سيسترز إن إسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we agree last week, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, moon sighting our obligation by visible eyes in Islam. And Allah Ta'ala knows when Allah sent the ayah, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ شَطْرًا فَلْيَصُمْ. Whoever amongst you sighted the moon, فَلْيَصُمْ. He has to go and fast that month. And the visible, by visible eyes, by the technology, you use a microscope, and there is nothing in Islam called lunar calendar. You may find some organizations or some country, they already decide when is the month of Ramadan will start from almost a couple of months ago. This is rejectable. This is not taken in our consideration. The consideration is we must sight the moon. We must sight the moon, inshaAllah ta'ala. That is what the sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hadith al-Bukhari, al-Sahih wa Muslim, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. Related to this ayah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم cleared for us. He said, صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم الشهر فأكملوا شعبان 30 يوما. صوموا لرؤيته. صوموا اثنين فاس. According to the sight of the moon. According to the hilal. وأفطروا. And do the same thing when you eat, you break your fasting. And if it became like you confused or difficult to sight the moon because there is the clouds, because there is the rain, because there is the snow, and if you cannot sight the moon with visible eyes or through the electronic or through any kind of microscope to sight the moon, if you don't sight it, what you have to do, complete Sha'ban 30 days, that is authentic. Nothing in Islam call it lunar calendar. You gonna claim, some people will claim we have the perfect technology. We have the perfect so and so. This is not counted. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he sent the ayat, he knows what is the best for the Muslim, inshaAllah ta'ala. So we agree about this, no doubt about that. So you may find some organization, like one of your brother, he told me, Isna, they already decided that from long time based to the lunar calendar. It's not in our count at all. We must see, because Allah said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ. Whoever testify, whoever sight the moon by visible eyes, that means that fasting will be obligation. This is inshaAllah ta'ala. Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, fi Fath al-Bari, he said, لَوْ غُمَّ هِلَال رَمَضَان. If the moon for Ramadan will be unclear, or you cannot see it. And the people became in the second day became like muftar. Muftar means eat something other like that. And people sometimes in different area, they said, no, we don't see anything, tomorrow we're gonna eat. No Ramadan tomorrow. So Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, one of the great alim, who makes Fath al-Bari, explain Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, he said, if you in the morning, after you in the morning, and you wake up and eat, فَتَبَيَّنَ لَكَ, and if you see for sure that the fasting today is a fasting day, what you have to do, تَمْسِكُ عَنَ الطَّعَامِ. Even if you eat your breakfast, you should hold yourself from the food. You cannot continue the rest of the day eating. Why? Because the moon sighting became clear for a lot of people, and you found yourself to become victim for certain people, then you find the majority of the Muslim Ummah fasted that day, then after that, hold food and drink and woman, and then after that continue the day. But remember, you must repeat that day, insha'Allah ta'ala, al-qada'u fihi wajib. It will be obligation to repeat that day. Let's talk about the niyyah. As you know, everything in Islam based to the niyyah, my brother. And we have confusion here. Yarhamuk Allah, sit down. We are not extremists to anyone's opinion. As we, alhamdulillah, clear in this masjid, all of the imam, our imam, when they bring the evidence. We are not love one imam over than the other. All of them, they are a great imam. And especially we have for Ahli Sunnah, the four great imams. Those who came, and may Allah reward them to explain the Sunnah for us. InshaAllah ta'ala. Now, al-niyyah. Number one, هل هي شرط في صحة الصيام? It is the condition to have a valid or authentic siyam. أجمع العلماء الجمهور والأئمة الأربعة and the four imams, they say the niyyah is the part. You cannot do anything in Islam without niyyah. Why? That's why when you open the Sahih for the first hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Oh, everything in Islam is upon your niyyah. If you come to the masjid, you have to get your niyyah for salah. You go for wudu, niyyah for wudu. You go for hajj, niyyah for hajj. You go for fasting, niyyah for fasting. There's nobody gonna come suddenly like this and do whatever you like. It cannot be. Everything upon the niyyah. So we know, and niyyah is a condition for all of the ibadah. Now, the second hadith, we have to go and to study this hadith. This hadith mentioned it in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Authentic hadith, Abdullah ibn Umar, an ukhtihi, from his sister. Who's his sister? As-Sayyidah Hafsa. Hafsa, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said a hadith narrated by her from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في البخاري ومسلم من لم يجمع الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. Whoever doesn't combine the niyyah before fajr in the night before fajr and he goes and he fasts that day, no صيام will be valid. No fasting will be, no roza will be valid. حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم remember when he said رسول الله from السيدة حفصة he said that the رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever fasting without combine his niyyah in the night time before fajr daily, no thought fasting will be valid. We can have another opinion, don't rush. رواية أبو داود رحمه الله, the great alim for the Sunnah too, he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said من لم يبيت الصيام من الليل فلا صيام له. Whoever doesn't combine his niyyah in the night time before fajr, no qiyam. It's different words of the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that scholar bring it to us. But listen with this. We have like coaching today. And this question, we need to clear it for all Muslims. Alhamdulillah, Allah gives us the opportunity in the Masjid Manhattan without favoring anybody to say the truth, and all the time we give you the different opinion and we leave it to you. ما هي النية التي تجزئك? What is the نية here condition which will be valid for you? Such as, number one, in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, can you have to combine or you intend one time general niyyah for the whole month before you start the month of Ramadan, and you don't need to go every night and you repeat this niyyah daily before fajr? Is that allowed? For certain imams, they approve that means I'm coming. I know Ramadan is if, for example, Ramadan will be tomorrow, inshallah. And in the night today, they say, oh Allah, Ya Allah, I intend to fast the whole month of Ramadan, and one niyyah, one general intention will cover the whole month, or not. In the Sahih is out. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, wa Imam Malik. Imam Abu Hanifa, wa Imam Malik, they said, both of them, yes, tujzi'uka, yes, it's valid. You can have one general niyyah for the whole month. And these scholars, when they give us opinion, they don't throw words like this. They have evidence. Let me see what is their evidence. Let us see what is their evidence. Right. Before I go for details for this great two Imam, Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, wa Imam Malik, I would like to give you in the other hand too, majority of the ulama and the other group led by Al-Shafi'i wa Ahmad, rahimahumullah, they said, and they are approved by the majority of the ulama of the Muslim Ummah. They said, no, you must repeat your niyyah every night in the night before Fajr. What you have the niyyah? You don't have to stand up in the middle of the night. You say, oh Allah, I intend to fast tomorrow, Wednesday, the first day of the month of Ramadan. Actually, you don't have to say that. But what is the sign of your niyyah when you wake up for what? Why you wake up? Brother Khaf, why you wake up? Do you wake up in the mirror? Is that normal? To wake up in the night of the middle of the night and your wife catch you 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the kitchen to eat? Is that the sign for you or the sign? No. But why you wake up? To what to do what? To fast, exactly, to eat, to fast. Is this niyyah or not niyyah? Yeah. Yes. You don't need to add it by your mouth or to say that by your mouth. So that the majority of the ulama, Shafi'i and Ahmad, he said, no, it is clear from Abdullah ibn Umar, from his sister, Ummu al-Mu'mineen Hafsa, that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever doesn't combine the diyyah before the Fajr time, no qiyam, no valid qiyam for him. So therefore, the ulama and the majority, they say every day. Let us see the other group. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, Al-Imam Malik, rahimahumullah. How they build their opinion. But this Imam also, they learned from the Sahaba. Let's not have it here. They give us the first evidence. I say, it's enough for you to say one qayim in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, to say one niyyah. To cover the whole month. Evidence number one. عن أبي داود رحمه الله حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما في الحج. You know the Imam رحمه الله, Imam Abu Hanifa, he built his opinion here in Qiyas. He built it in measurement. He bring something similar. Can I make one general niyyah or I build it in Qiyas? So Imam رحمه الله, he said, you know, there is a hadith mentioned in Abu Dawud عن ابن عباس. The first hadith in Hajj, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw a man running in the Hajj. He bring from something better like fasting, which is al-Hajj. And he saw a man running, and the man, he said, you know, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ عَنْ شُبْرُمَا لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ عَنْ شُبْرُمَا. He intends and he pronounced the Hajj for Shubruma. Who Shubruma? A relative for this man from the Tumbani. The Prophet stopped him and he told him, who Shubruma? The man answered him, he told him, it is my relative. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to him, did you perform a Hajj for yourself first? He said, no. He said, now perform a Hajj for yourself, and next year perform Hajj for your relative Shubruma. So what that means? Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, in his qiyas, he said, the man could change his niyyah from fard to nafila as Shubruma, as the man he intended the Hajj. The man he gives general niyyah to perform Hajj. When he went to perform Hajj. But he performed Hajj for who? For Shukrumah. And this Hajj which he is performing, if this is Nafila or Fard for him? Nafila. If you perform any Hajj for anybody in Islam, not you, it will be what? Ashkhali. It will be Nafil. It's not going to be Fard. You do it for somebody else. But you should make it for yourself first. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he told him, the Abu Hanif rahimahullah, he said, the man, he went for Hajj. It is the general niyyah to perform Hajj. But he, when he went to the Hajj, the Prophet instructed him and he guided him to leave the Hajj of Nafila to make the Hajj of Fard for himself, and the man, he performed Hajj for himself. Therefore, Abu Hanifa from this, rahimahullah, Imam Malik, they said, you could do that. You could combine your niyyah before Salat al-Zuhr. You woke up in the morning, you did not make niyyah in the night time, you could still have time to say your niyyah or to perform your niyyah before Salat al-Zuhr in order to fast that day. And Imam Abu Hanifa brings another something else to support his evidence. What did he do? He brings something also from Al-Nafila that Aisha radiallahu anha arta'a. It's mentioned also in Tasawuf Sahih. The Prophet drove, not in Ramadan, it was Nafila. He came to the house of Aisha in the morning. And he told her, As-salamu alaykum, it wasn't his night. And he came to Aisha radiallahu anha arda'a. He told, As-salamu alaykum, as-salam ya Rasulullah. He said, Hal indakum ta'am? Do you have any food for me? Aisha, she said, what? La wallah ya Rasulullah, we don't have food. Are all in the house. Rasulullah is asallam in the house, doesn't have food. Look at us today. Subhanallah, ask Allah to forgive us. And we ask Allah ta'ala to remember our poor, the poor and the purpose of the fasting, to remember our brother and sister. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow I'm going to collect funds for Pakistan. It hurts me. I cry when I see the flood. And millions of our brothers and sisters in Islam swimming there exactly outside, without food, without shelter, without anything. I saw them, I cried. May Allah ta'ala make all of us to be qualified to support the brothers there. It's a big club in Pakistan. May Allah save the Muslim and accept those who die in the flood, accept them as a shaheed, and to enter them the Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Now, Aisha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, wallahi, we don't have food. The Prophet, he was up for the sunrise. What did he say? قال اللهم إني صائم. Ya Allah, I intend to fast because he holds. He did not drink, he did not eat. So he intended the fasting. But remember, this is what fasting of Nafila. It's not in Ramadan. The third hadith which Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he mentioned it. The hadith of Ashura. Ashura and Salama ibn al-Aqwa. In Ashura, the Muslims, they did not fast that day. So the Prophet, he gave order to one of the companions to go and publish the fasting for Ashura. Fasting for the fasting of, to publish the fasting for Ashura. After he discovered that the Yahud in Medina, he fasted that day because Allah saved Musa alayhi salam. And then the Prophet is saying, نَحْنُ أَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْهُمْ. We have priority for Musa more than them, because Musa was a Muslim and he never committed any shirk. So therefore, the Prophet, he intended to fast that day. But he was in the morning after Salat al-Fajr. He picked up one man and he told him, go and publish the fasting to say, O people who fast that day, continue. And those who doesn't fast that day, fantastic. Hold your food, hold your drink, don't eat anymore, and fast and continue that day. So the Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah took also from this evidence that you could have your niyyah before the Tuhr time. Therefore, in the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, fiqh Imam Malik, he said, it's enough for you, number one, enough for you to give a general niyyah for the whole month. And number two, if even if you want to renew every day the niyyah, it should be before Salat al-Zuhr. Nothing wrong if you make it before Salat al-Zuhr.
majority of the ulama, they answer this fatwa. They said, no, this fatwa builds in qiyas in nafila, not in Ramadan. If we take in the case of al-hajj, you cannot make the case of al-hajj rule like the rule for the month of Ramadan. Why? Because in al-hajj, you process only one niyyah for al-hajj. But if you make in, and the hajj has a lot of steps, if you make in one mistake in the hajj, the whole hajj will be what? Will be effective. You must correct it. For somebody shaved. Why? He put the ihram. Somebody, for example, he met his wife. Somebody, for example, he did so and so, and he violate the hajj process. So al-hajj is different. You could make wiyat in al-hajj one niyyah for everything in hajj, but in Ramadan, if you have fasting, if you violate one day and you make error in one day, it will affect the whole month or will affect only that day? One day. Therefore the ulama, the majority of the ulama said, no, al-hajj is different than fasting. Fasting, every day you must renew your diya based on the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before Hajj. And when you wake up for suhoor, that's your niya. Somebody sleep and said, no, I cannot wake up for suhoor. Yeah, you wake up for suhoor because Qala Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Inna fi suhoori baraka. Baraka, wake up. Eat something little bit. I know most of us would fill up the tank, Yashik Shawkat. The tank and the belly became full of food from the iftar and the sweet which we actually eat the whole night. So when you wake up for fresh, 3 o'clock or something like this, the tank is already full of my food. You don't need to eat. But the Aki, I don't tell you to go and eat biryani in 3 o'clock in the morning, despite the food. Eat something like a little spoon of yogurt, glass of milk, Ramra and a glass of milk for sunnah. You know why? Because every day you're eating your suhoor, it is barakah. At least Allah ta'ala will help you, even if you are not angry. So, every day we should renew our day. Yeah, I don't like to work for suhoor. 2 o'clock is the night time. Say, Ya Allah, if I don't work for suhoor tonight, inshaAllah I will intend to fast tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala. Even if you don't work for fast, but look for Fajr and go to the masjid and pray in the jama'ah, because our deeds which were collected the whole year are very, very poor. You have a great chance to correct yourself, to have a full forgiveness, to enter the Jannah, to have more than 81 years for Laylatul Qadr, like you worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whoever catch Laylatul Qadr, like you worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala 24 hours for more than 81 years. We need it or not? We need it. We ask Allah to help us to perform this ibadah, reciting the Quran. Don't stay in the front of the TV and watch a movie. Don't stand exactly in the radio or your recorder or whatever it is, you name it. Or iPod, whatever they call it, and to listen to music. Yeah, you are in Ramadan. If you don't have forgiveness in the month of Ramadan, when you gonna have it? When you gonna have this great opportunity from Allah? You pray for rak'ah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will consider in your good sin that you make a fard. 2 rak'ah sunnah, Allah will write it for me fard. Yes. And how many fard did we lost it? Rashid, in our life, how many fard we lost it in our life? How many exactly salah we missed in our life? Every nafila, every rak'ah, everything you make in Ramadan, Allah will consider it for the fard to you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Alif Lam Mim only in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah gives you in the regular month very good deeds. But in the month of Ramadan, Allah gives you, give me up 700 times 3 is how much, my brother? 2,100. For only Alif Lam Mim. What about if I recite the whole Quran? Half of the Quran. There are still 2 chapters from the Quran. Hurry up and increase your pocket of the good deeds, because whoever missed the reward of month of Ramadan, when we gonna make it? When we're gonna make it? Are we guaranteed to live until next Ramadan? La Allah. How many people were with us in the last of Ramadan? We missed them this year. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Inshallah ta'ala to perform this ibadah. So the whole majority of the ulama, they say the authentic, you must repeat it every day. Repeat the niyyah, inshallah ta'ala, because you cannot miss here fasting based to al-hajj or fasting based to the salah. Every ibadah has individual rujah. Because if I miss and I violate one day, only if I violate one day in the month of Ramadan, it doesn't affect the whole month. But if you miss in the hajj, you violate any step of the hajj, it will affect the whole hajj. You must correct that to sacrifice animal or something like that. Somebody sleep in the hotel and he did not go Arafah. He did not show up in Arafah road, even like 5 minutes. And he sleep in a hotel. His hajj will be accepted? No, because the Prophet says, Al-Hajj, Arafah. You cannot. The rule of the hajj different than the rule of the fasting. The rule of the fasting different than the other rule of Nafilah. You cannot build the fort based to Nafilah. If you build and you make Qiyas, you make Qiyas measurement. Fort against the fort. Not fort against the Nafilah. So we have to have a fixed niyyah, inshallah ta'ala, but it's still valid in the school of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam Malik. We have to be honest in ilm. We cannot correct them. They have a valid fatwa. You could make only one niyyah for the whole month in a school of Abu Hanifa, in a school of Malik rahimahullah, may Allah tabaraka ta'ala reward them. But the majority, and Ahmad al-Shafi'i, they say no. We have clear the evidence, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Hafsa, Ummul Mu'mineen, whoever doesn't combine the niyyah in the right time before the fajr, the fasting, it will be unvalid. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. Fatwa and opinion for Sheikh Mustafa is equal zero. I don't have anything in this. I'm going to transfer it only for you. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. But Allah to accept it from all Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. Fadla Sheikh.
You know that there are the people who people perform around because they know they go out the holiday. And if you have intentions, okay, I'm doing around, I hope I'm thank you for a lot, but we say by word of mouth. And then you see the machine doing all the money you came with. It's not money to pass for you. Out of that, does that mean you don't have a media? Because you didn't.
So that means he has a niyyah. Your question is, somebody doesn't have he has a niyyah to go for tarawih. And after the iftar, he sleeps, for example. And he did not go to the masjid for tarawih. And he went to tarawih. Okay. Okay, do you have niyyah to fast that the second day or not? Okay. Before that's why I said in my class, if you are not guaranteed to wake up for suhoor, and when you sleep you say inshallah Allah will help me to wake up for suhoor, I will fast tomorrow. So you sleep. And Allah will never gonna charge you of something as out of your control. Sleeping. You have the sleeping by a remote control, or this is actually it's over your control. You cannot control it. You sleep. But before you sleep, you must combine the niyyah to say, and in the month of the beginning of the month, you have to do according to the Imam Fatwa, Imam Abu Hanifa, and Malik rahimahullah, you have to intend to fast the whole month of Ramadan. Maybe you are not able to fast another some of the days. You can say, traveler, whatever it is, woman was mentioned. So, but in the beginning of month of Ramadan, I intend to fast the whole month. And then after that daily, in order to actually to gather the two fatwa together daily, I intend to wake up for suhoor. Before you sleep, you have your niyyah. If inshallah ta'ala, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will help you, will wake up for suhoor, I will fast inshallah ta'ala tomorrow. Ya Allah, if I don't wake up for suhoor, I will fast for tomorrow also. But it's recommended to wake up for suhoor
Even a Sheikh Abrashid to take like a little glass of milk, a water, one single thumb, two spoon of yogurt, in order to practice the sunnah. From the night. You don't have to say it by your words. Allah knows about your niyyah or not in your heart. That's why we say التلفظ بالنية بدعة. Bid'ah to say the niyyah. I came to Damascus to pray Salatul Zuhr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now I intended to pray Salatul Zuhr in Masjid Manhattan located in 21 Street and so on and so on. Why you did that? You don't need it to say Allahu Akbar, because when you leave your job, you come to Damascus, you come to do what? Allah knows what's up. Do you have idea if you die in the middle of the road, Allah will written for you in your good skill, in the good skill that you make in the book. Because the niyyah, you're going for the book. You don't need to say it by your words. It's enough for you to come in your mind, inshaAllah, I will wake up for suhoor. If I don't wake up, Allah will consider your niyyah, and inshaAllah ta'ala will be valid. Will be valid. Proof? طيب جزاكم الله خير ان شاء الله تعالى الحمد لله دام يبارك برضه ان شاء الله كثير في صناعه بسميه عند التراويح ان شاء الله تعالى تفضل يا شيخ بارك الله فيك الحمد لله ويا اخو كان كولكت ان شاء الله وباكستان ان شاء الله طمن هي شيخ بعد ولا تفضل لي بشلطان باكستان يقول لك تقول لي ان شاء الله تعالى اموره وكولكت برضه ان شاء الله تعالى وباكستان ان شاء الله تعالى
نعم
Another question here we needed to know. You will find in the calendar all the time they tell you suhoor 3 o'clock, 3:30. No evidence, no sunnah for that. There is nobody authorized to give a time. Suhoor, Allah he mentioned in the ayah. We have the ayah. Why we have to leave it? Allah tabaraka ta'ala, فَكُوهَ كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر. Eat and drink until you recognize, until you identify the white stripe from the black stripe. You may tell me today, I don't know a shape because there is a light in the sky. I cannot find out the dark to recognize where is the dark, where is the light. You understand? So it is a time. We know the time. Fajr time. Now what time now? Sheikh Omar. The Fajr. 4 something. Let's say like 4:15. I woke up. Because I need to eat. I woke up 4 o'clock. I woke up 4:10. And I still have 5 minutes for the Adhan. Can I drink something quick in the 5 minutes or not?
Yes.
Yes, after the Fajr, inshaAllah ta'ala. But from the Sunnah, you must hold a few minutes before in order to make sure, because we're going to have a lot of problems today. Different calendars. You go to this masjid, they have a different time of the Adhan. You go to another masjid, different time of the Adhan. So you must search where is the right, or what is the right for North America, what is the right for, especially in this place in you live. We have to search and not to take some people, they distribute calendar roughly. We don't know who these people. The man who is selling chicken halal, he made calendar. The man who goes to the restaurant, he makes calendar. Everybody make a calendar. When you open this calendar, you find different times. So you must know actually from the legal authority of the North America what is the right time for event. But you still have time and a chance to eat even 5 minutes. 5 minutes, few minutes before even, and the evidence of that, let me ask a question is this. While you eating, you hear the adhan and the food is still in your mouth. You swallow it or you throw it? Finish it. Finish it. The adhan says, Allahu Akbar. Enjoy it and eat it because you already born it before the adhan. Eat rahmah. Mercy. But some people make it difficult for the Muslim without any teaching, without any fiqh, without any knowledge, and they give a fatwa like this. Ya rahmuk Allah. Don't make it. And like a few sometimes wait for until the adhan, the whole adhan is finished. Sheikh Omar starts to give adhan for Maghrib. He went until they said, Sheikh Omar said, Hayya ala salah al salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, and he waiting. Ya akhi, when you hear Allahu Akbar, go and eat. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ajilu bil iftar. Rush to eat your iftar, that means with the word of La Allahu Akbar. واخروا في السحور and make your سحور very late. So calendar 2:30 and the fashion 4:15 and you told me actually hold your stuff from 2:30. Who told you that? This is Dajjal. Not from the Sunnah, not from a Sunnah at all, knows nothing wrong. If you eat until the last minute, inshallah ta'ala, but you have to be worried a little bit. Hold your food a few minutes before the adhan, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and hold it in order to be in the safe quiet. But I wake up and I have only a look at the watch. And I found actually the watch is still half 5 minutes, 7 minutes. Run to the refrigerator, have something and drink a cup of milk with a couple of amr. It will give you energy to help you in the second day, but not to go with the empty stomach and that. And then somebody told me, Rasulullah used to fast 2 days over Shabbat. Who are you? You are not Rasulullah, you are Salman. SubhanAllah, when the Sahaba, they tried to act like Rasulullah, he tells her, قال لا, you are not like me. Allah feed me, Allah drink me. He's supported by the heaven. But you and me, to support SubhanAllah, Allah will give us mercy. So do, eat inshaAllah ta'ala, and make the Allah, don't make it difficult. There's no hadith for that to give 15 minutes or 50 minutes, not in the hadith. See the hadith here? عَدِّلُوا لَحَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ. Eat until some Sahaba in a dark time, he used to put like a white fly in a dark time in his home. And he look at it, if he could see it, actually, so he went, the Prophet told him, he said, no, it's not that, actually, to do that. There is a time actually for the fashion. Everybody in the technology, give up today, watch. Adjust your watch and go for it. I know the fashion time, 4:15. I woke up 4:10. I still have 5 minutes to run. And bring your cup of milk, something light. You don't need too much time to finish the kind of yogurt. You don't need it. Right away, inshallah ta'ala, to have energy. But don't make it difficult and say, no, I have to go for 20 minutes, there's no group for that.
Now, I don't know if you're a master, okay, I have this calendar in my house. Can I use the calendar to sign?
Absolutely. Absolutely, inshallah ta'ala. Review, but before you take in this time too, we need to go to the computer. I will search inshallah ta'ala to give you the time of North America for all the salah, inshallah, because you cannot leave it like this blindly. You must search. If you worry about your team, because if there is a $500 I will take in it, I will work very hard to get this $500. But when the deed of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, you don't care, you don't pay attention. Now you can't separate also. Qibla. You don't know the Qibla. Try as much as you could to search where the Qibla is. Not to stay actually to stay the rest of your life. Working against, some people told me, I said, 15 years I'm praying against the Qibla. So why you want 15 years? You come up, I will ask. But if there is the money, I will ask you then when. I will get it. You understand? Any sources. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept you, inshallah.
Right? Like Syria, Persia, so how did they all fast? They all fast at one time or everything?
Because we said that before last week was when we talked about the moon fighting. We said any Muslim country, according to the majority of the ulama, they say any Muslim country fight the moon, though it will be a moon fighting for the whole region. And it will be a moon fighting for the whole ummah. Because the purpose of that is to unite the Muslim under one moon fighting, to let them start together. And if you have this niyyah to be under unity, and you're fasting, and even if those people who run, and they give you their wings, Ramadan starts, and they make mistakes, you are innocent, they will take the sins, but unite the Muslim is very important. When I tell myself, like Lebanon and Syria and Pakistan and Bangladesh and Iran and Iraq and Doha, Maghreb, Morocco and Senegal and Nigeria and America and Europe, everybody begin uniting. It's good for us in the front of the disbeliever. The disbeliever says, look at these people, they start together, they are organized. But today, we have a different everybody making it own. You understand? وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوتَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Politics, school, sometimes affecting the answer today. But if you have niyyah to be with the ummah,
with the majority of the ummah and with all of us who started together, it will be a great reward from Allah because you have your niyyah, inshaAllah.
The woman who she gonna have nisbah in the end of Ramadan. That means she going to have the nisbah in the end of Ramadan, or she had it already in the last of Ramadan. Last of Ramadan, she must repeat it before the second Ramadan. Repeat that day. And if she missed it, this other day, she missed it because she had in the end of Ramadan, last of Ramadan. She has the nisbah and she did not make it until now, it will be a double penalty. Number one, she still she must remain saying before the second Ramadan now, and she has to pay for every single day. She has to eat a poor person in Islam for iftar. That means if she remained, she has the nisbah in the last Ramadan, she missed like 7 days. She must repeat it before this Ramadan. And if she did not have a chance to repeat that day, actually because the penalty for her only to repeat that day before the second Ramadan. But if she, the second Ramadan came without saying that before these days, which she missed in the last Ramadan, so the penalty will be double. Number one, she still must repeat that day before the second Ramadan now, alright? And she has to pay penalty now. The penalty is to feed one poor iftar in the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala. She has to pay for 7 days. That means 7 indigent or 7 poor to feed them because she missed to afford it before the second Ramadan. One person for iftar only. To make only for iftar. You observe. Some of the ulama as I say, you feed him in suhoor and iftar. Because for us, we eat twice in Ramadan. We eat iftar and we eat suhoor. Some of the scholars they say, to be honest with you, meaning to feed him 2 meals. One for iftar and one for suhoor. She still have 1 day.
1 day to make up and she wants to be...
Absolutely. She must repeat. She has to pay back this 1 day and she must feed one only. One person only because for that day. Because she should make it before the second Ramadan. All the day which she missed it last Ramadan, she should pay back before the second Ramadan. And if she did six, that means she still has, oh Allah, 1 day, she must repeat that day before the second Ramadan, but she has a penalty to feed one indigent. Without, if she pay back before the second Ramadan, she doesn't have to feed anybody. But because she missed the second Ramadan to pay back, that means she has to feed one poor person for iftar and suhoor, and this is the word of the ulama, inshaAllah. That's what the...
Like
a mother doing a breastfeeding, like something, she's doing a thing. So, okay. The ulama are actually, to be honest with you, dividing this topic. Woman pregnant and she needs to fast the Ramadan, but she feels she may lose her baby. And this, okay, I'm sorry. And she may lose her baby, and if the doctor Muslim is told to her, no, you must eat in Ramadan because your baby will be in risk, and she eats, she has to pay back all these days which she ate in the month of Ramadan, she ate in the month of Ramadan, pay back before the second Ramadan. Second group of ulama said, no, she must pay back to repeat that day, and pay for every single day, one person, poor, comes to the breastfeeding. Breastfeeding, some of the mother in children, breastfeeding, woman she has to fast Ramadan. Women, she has to fast month of Ramadan, especially now, to be honest with you. Some of the kids survive with similar and something similar. You understand? And it's better for her to fast, because this is obligation, it's not excluded. is not excluded. But if the woman herself, she feels that she is in risk and she is sick and she cannot do it, she could eat and repeat it back, but she must obey for every single day one invitation or one poor, because the Sharia doesn't give her permission to eat in the month of Ramadan the breastfeeding. So she could do that. In the Fajr time, she wake up the baby, feed him, and then inshallah ta'ala during the day she could give him another one and complete with the similar with the other milk for the baby. And inshallah after iftar, Allah will see and provide her with milk to feed the baby, nothing wrong at all. But herself, if she feels she is in danger, in risk, she could eat, because she will be under the category of sick people. Ya Allah, He forgive those people, the sick, to repeat it later before the second Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala A'lam. Rabbi Anzali, inshallah.
I have one more question.
Are you
something? And
she
said,
okay, anybody do you meet his wife during the period of fasting? During the fasting period. It is a great penalty coming in Islam. Number one, Allah said in the Azad, means to free a slave. We don't have a slave now. Okay, number two, you don't find a slave, you must fast 2 months continuously. 2 months continuously. Unless you're facing the Eid, you eat. Unless you're facing the Eid, but you must fast 60 days continuously. You understand? If you have nothing, you are not problem. And you are not sick. And you fast 58 days. And you fail in the day number 59, you have to start from the beginning. Big penalty. And if you cannot, because your health condition doesn't permit you to fast at all, so the third one will come, obligation to feed 60 indigenous people for meals, breakfast, and lunch, and dinner. It's going to be a big penalty also. But if you are able to fast, there is no any feed for the indigenous or the poor, because you are able to fast. So that's what Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala Alan, very big penalty, haram to meet the wife during the fasting period. There's a lot of sisters complain to me, their husband doesn't fast the month of Ramadan and he gets her. If she is not allowed to give him, to give herself to her husband, at all, haram if she's fasting. And the husband, he will be in a big penalty. And if she gives herself to him, she will be in a big penalty. She must fast 60 days or 60 invasion in the end. It's a big penalty. Allah is free of ذل الله في سبحانه وحمدك شرنا الى الان اكثر من السلام عليكم الله